The Messiah is the best known of all the oratorios, and the Hallelujah Chorus is the triumphal climax of that mighty work. The force of this magnificent example of contrapuntal chorus writing has never been equaled by any other composer. At the first performance of the work in London in 1743, King George II rose to his feet to show his respect, and the entire audience followed his example. This has since become a custom which all audiences observe during the singing of this great work. The Goldman Band, Dr. Edwin Franco Goldman conducting, play the Hallelujah Chorus from The Messiah by George Frederick Handel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I presume if you haven't the program, you've noticed by this time that tonight we're playing music of the old masters, all old music, some of it going back to 1683. We're glad you seem to enjoy this music. There is no finer music. Now we're getting to the last number on the program, the Hallelujah Chorus by Handel. When that was first played in England, the king stood and the audience stood, and that has been the custom all over the world ever since. You may stand during the playing of this if you wish. You don't have to, but that has been the custom and it's generally done. I hope you enjoy this too. Hallelujah, of course.